So again, taking some time to establish yourself into an agreeable posture, whether sitting, standing, or lying down, and taking good care of the possibility of any summer sleepiness that can so easily happen on a warm day. So eyes might be open, you might stand periodically. And remembering your lovely intentions for being here today. Letting them direct you in your practice. Remembering too our general intentions for all practice. To open into a friendly awareness, to be curious and kind, to allow, accept things as they are, to let go of what's not serving, and allowing for body breathing to have some nice, full, releasing, relaxing breaths. Letting the breathing then subside and let the attention rest wherever is easy and pleasant. And we let this be our anchor in the present moment, this body breathing. And as attention wanders, we notice, ah yes, this too, Let the experiences, the thoughts, the sounds, the memories, the different fleeting emotions, let them move through like a summer breeze. Sometimes we get entangled in unpleasant thoughts and experiences, and they can be hard to let go of, and yet, with intention, we might happily let them go. Just let them move through like a summer breeze. Oh, a little cloud here, now gone. Pleasant experiences, on the other hand, can be so much more enticing, and we can really get lost in them. So here's a little supportive poem on that point. And it's called JOMO, Joy of Missing Out. JOMO, Joy of Missing Out. Oh, the joy of missing out when the world begins to shout and rush towards that shiny thing, the latest bit of mental bling. Trying to have it, see it, do it, you simply know you won't go through it. The anxious clamoring and need, this restless, hungry thing to feed. Instead, you feel the loveliness, the pleasure of your emptiness. You spurn the treasure on the shelf in favor of your peaceful self. Without regret, without a doubt, oh, the joy of missing out. A little playfulness there, and yet, oh, can we feel the pleasure of our peaceful self? As we feel body breathing, simple. And so practicing in the silence with body breathing, letting go of unpleasant and pleasant as they show. Just this body breathing here and now. A simple summer sitting. You get lost in the simplicity of all this. Reconnect with the felt sense of the body and its posture. Take some full breaths. Open the eyes again if you're sleepy. Stand. And be skillful. Pleasant and unpleasant, they come and go like all worldly winds, joy and sorrow come and go. And sometimes we can just let them move through, and sometimes we need to give extra attention, especially to the difficult, what we might call the sorrow. And so we'll take a little time to invite in a difficulty, something that may have been arising for you as you've been practicing, or that is hovering in the background going on in your life. So taking a bit of time to ground, even as you recognize what that might be, what the story is. Using the acronym RAIN with the G in front for the grounding. And so as you feel ready, really recognizing what the issue is, what the difficulty is, giving it a name perhaps. And vowing to really allow, at least for this time period, for it to be here. I'll let you be here. And then as you feel ready, really investigating. So we really now let go of the story and feel into the body. How is this difficulty showing in the body? A little scan through. And perhaps landing in some really salient area in the body. And investigate it. Oh, it feels like this. Without anything extra added, it's like this. And yet we may add extra, we may throw some second arrows at ourselves. Can we notice those and how they land in the body? This too. We might notice what we're believing about the difficulty. Is it true? And all the while, the inn of rain is helping us. Naturally, not always so. Not all of who I am. Not permanent. Breathing in and out of where you're feeling it most acutely. Giving some soothing touch, if you like, as a way to nurture part of the inn of rain. And letting go of it having to be all tied up in a bow. It's just like this right now. And so letting go of your rain practice over the next half minute, knowing you can return to it at any point. the poet Cahil Gibran wrote in The Prophet about joy and sorrow. Your joy is your sorrow unmasked. The self-same well from which your laughter arises was oftentimes filled with your tears. How else can it be? The deeper that sorrow carves into your being, the more joy you can contain. Is not the cup that held your wine the very cup that was burned in the potter's oven? And is not the lute that soothes your spirit the very wood that was hollowed with knives? When you are joyous, look deep into your heart, and you shall find it is only that which has given you sorrow that is giving you joy. When you are sorrowful, look again in your heart, and you shall see that in truth you are weeping for that which has been your delight. You are suspended like scales between your sorrow and your joy. They are inseparable. And so letting go of the rain practice, really reconnecting to body and body breathing, your intentions for practice. And sitting here simply, appreciating the mystery of breathing. Letting the breath continue to anchor us so that we can see and appreciate the pleasant, the unpleasant, as they arise and pass. sitting here simply on this summer's day, or almost summer's day. Let's remember to notice what's here now. Mary Oliver, little summer poem touching the subject of faith. Every summer I listen and look under the sun's brass and even into the moonlight, but I can't hear anything. I can't see anything. Not the pale roots digging down, nor the green stalks muscling up, nor the leaves dampening their damp pleats, nor the tassels making, nor the shucks, nor the cobs. And still, every day, the leafy fields grow taller and thicker, green gowns lofting up in the night, showered with silk. And so, every summer, I fail as a witness, seeing nothing. I am deaf, too, to the tick of the leaves, the tapping of the downwardness from the banyan feet, all of it happening beyond any seeable proof or hearable hum. And therefore, let the immeasurable come. Let the unknowable touch the buckle of my spine. Let the wind turn in the trees and the mystery hidden in the dirt swing through the air. How could I look at anything in this world and tremble and grip my hands over my heart? What should I fear? One morning in the leafy green ocean, the honeycomb of the corn's beautiful body is sure to be there. And yet, we can do what we can to be awake, to simply notice.